Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, we discuss the things you've missed in life because you left early. And this is coming from Katie in Nottingham, who says, good morning, Dave and the team. At V-Fest 2009, my mate fell out with her boyfriend on the Saturday night and stormed off in a rage to her tent where she stayed. This resulted in her missing what would end up being the last ever gig by Oasis.
Oh my God.
Devastating.
Oh, dearie me. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
So, our spring-summer collection of merchandise is a Dave Berry Breakfast Show logo temporary tattoo. So you can ink yourself with our logo, pain-free and proud. And if this show had a motto, it would be pain-free and proud. So what you need to do is enter the ink tank. I'm going to play you a little clip from yesterday's show, but a key part of it has been covered up by the sound of a tattooist's gun. If you're paying attention to yesterday's show, or maybe you've listened back on Rayo, or you've got the brand new podcast, well, you'll know what's missing. But the rest of you, I'll give you two choices, so at least you can have a stab at it. So here we go. Yesterday on the show, I was asking the question, is it weird that I and Anna came out with one hell of an interesting weekend activity? Here we go. Anna Geary, how did you end up with Leona Graham? And what is... So, what was Anna doing with Leona at the weekend? Was it A, playing shuffleboard, or B, doing the Melbourne shuffle dance? So, A for playing shuffleboard, B for doing the Melbourne shuffle dance. Your names and your answers, A or B, to 8-12-15. So, just your names and your answers, A or B, to 8-12-15. Up next, you'll be entering the ink tank.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Let's go to the ink tank. Come on, it's Tuesday morning. Time we got in there. Who's with us? Ah, Hillary. Good morning, Hillary.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Hi, Hillary.
Hello.
If you recognise Hillary's voice, it's because a month ago, Hillary joined us on the show for the Is It Weird That I segment, where she divulged to the world that she likes to rub her dog Custard's ears.
Under her nose.
Yes. This is the Hillary. is Custard with you now, Hillary?
He is. He's just having his breakfast.
Oh, he has a big breakfast, doesn't he, that dog? How much does he weigh again?
40 kilos.
40 Oof. Kilos. That's a whole load of custard right there. So, Hillary, you're back on the show, and that's lovely. You're playing for some temporary tattoos. If you were to win them, where are you going to put me on your body?
Well, I'm going to put one of them on my wrist.
Okay, classy.
I found out that they are dog friendly.
Yes.
So I'm going to put one on Custard's ears.
Oh! Because there's a strip of three. One in each. Yeah. We're going to be advertising the show through dog's ears. That truly is guerrilla marketing at its very best. Thank you, Hillary. All you need to do is answer a question based on yesterday's show. What were Anna and Leona doing at the weekend? Were they playing shuffleboard together or doing the Melbourne shuffle?
I think they were playing shuffleboard.
Let's see if you're right, shall we? Here we go. Anna Geary, how did you end up shuffleboarding with Leona Graham? And what is shuffleboarding?
So I had gone for dinner with one of my friends. And Leona, I knew she was DJing at this shuffleboard place in Shoreditch.
Well, you can't just throw those lines away. What shuffleboarding place in Shoreditch? Of course it's in Shoreditch. All the kids are doing it, apparently, Hillary. And it's won you some temporary tattoos. Give Custard a tickle for us. I suppose we have to ask, are you still rubbing his ears under your nose?
Would it be weird if I said yes?
It would be, but I'm going to have to ask you for the true answer. Is it yes, Hillary?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, never change.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Hurtling towards 10 minutes past 7 on your Tuesday morning. That's what we're doing. So let's take a moment, shall we, to get socially armed with the comes and goings across all of social media with Glenn Moore in for Matt Dyson.
Yeah.
Glenn, what's tickled your pickle today?
Well, I know we covered this extensively yesterday of England fans leaving England-Slovakia early only for Jude Bellingham to score in the 95th minute.
Yeah.
But who would like to hear some more fans who left early?
Well, it's inspired the topic du jour. You know, what did you miss when you left early?
That's, yeah.
So I'm desperate to hear more of this. Yeah.
This is one individual fan who got interviewed as he left, and this was about 94 minutes into the game.
No chance. We looked awful. Have England scored?
They've scored. An equaliser. Jude Bellingham.
Oh, thank God.
You can't get back in.
I'll take it. I'd rather not get back in and England get through.
I'm glad that presenter's not a doctor. You know, it just breaks the bad news straight away. You know what I mean? It's awful, isn't it?
I also really like the guy's logic where he goes, I'd rather take England's score and I'm not allowed back in. We go, that's not how it works. They don't go, right, we'll let you back in, but we're going to have to chalk off that goal. I'm really sorry, man. Rules are rules that I've decided.
Jude's agreed. He's happy to have it chalked.
What I like, what I didn't realise is that when people left the stadium, they were not allowed back in, which is what makes this next clip all the sweeter of England fans who left. I mean, confidently sing, expecting to go back into the stadium. Have a listen to this. This is Schadenfreude at its peak. Back in we go. No, you don't.
That's where you need a presenter like that, just to go, no.
Yeah. someone in a doctor's coat and a stethoscope going, I've got some very grave news.
You see, the thing of it is, though, I don't know how everyone feels about this, but I think if it's your own football club, that maybe you, if you're a football fan and you go to see the team you support, you know, week in, week out, and they're in a particularly bad run of form, or you're a bit annoyed, or you've got to leave for whatever reason, then that's one thing. But I think leaving when you've managed to get yourself to a Euros or a World Cup is so different, isn't it? You're there for the whole thing. I mean, despite how awful England have been, you're there for the show, aren't you?
A friend of mine, one of his mates, left Istanbul in 2005 when Liverpool was 3-0 down against AC Milan. And he maintains that he made the right decision. He was like, but it just wasn't good enough. And it was like, come on.
Oh, no, that's not...
Come on, don't double down. Just accept the loss. Now, for anyone who... Look, whether you're a Portugal fan or not a Portugal fan, you may have or may not have enjoyed the sight of Cristiano Ronaldo crying a lot yesterday.
How very diplomatically put.
Yeah, it's just I've seen Ronaldo weep as many times as I've seen Bruce Wayne's parents die in all forms of Batman. Becky Taylor-Gill on Twitter said, every time Ronaldo lines up a free kick like that and then misses, a year is added on to my life expectancy. But he reached a stage where the BBC poked fun of us. Did you see the BBC graphic of when he missed the penalty?
No.
In the bottom left of a corner, they put Miss Gianno Pinaldo as his name, which John Terry took to Instagram and labelled as a disgrace.
Wow.
JT said it was a disgrace. He was he was in his full Portugal kit. But Miss Gianno Pinaldo is a perfect name, but it brings to mind Seamus O'Reilly's one of the greatest tweets of all time on Twitter, which is, I need to contact Emilio Estevez. Does anyone have his Emilio address to that, which is exactly what it felt like. Anyway, you'll be talking about it later. And I've saved your day.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute
Radio. One Breakfast Show, 9 different playlists, but Absolute Radio has hundreds of playlists for you to enjoy. You should dive in our brand new app. Its name is Rayo. It's available wherever you do your app dealings. Go get it. Glenn, it's just occurred to me, maybe your friend Istanbul was a Milan fan. That's the only way. It's the only way that works,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. He left at halftime at 3-0 up and went, it's not getting better than this. Yeah. I'm going to beat the traffic.
There's going to be some heroics by Liverpool here. I'm going home. So, as I say, Glenn's social ammunition, not only yesterday and today, has inspired the little question I'd like to ask you all this morning, and that is, have you ever left something early and what did you miss? The number is 8-12-15 and this comes about because so many people decided to and it was an unwise move, but we often understand why. You know, it has been pretty dismal watching the football when England play. They decide to get out and then Jude Bellingham scores one of the greatest goals in Euros history and then Tony gets an assist, you know, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Louis in Manchester gets underway saying, Dave, my first ever game at Old Trafford, my dad took us out early to miss the traffic, and I, as a result, miss Peter Schmeichel scoring in the Champions League, which is a real collector's item, and it has gone from Louis forever. Dave, I left earlier, missed Des Walker's first and last goal for Forest at the City Ground. Simon from Leicester. Matt, what have you got? Oh, sorry, Matt's on holiday. Dave and the team, 45 years in the civil service, left a month before redundancies were made. Ouch. Ooh. It still hurts to this day.
What a shame.
So whatever it may be, whether it be your job, like that anonymous texter, whether it be a sporting event, a gig, I don't mind. What did you miss because you left early? The number to share your tales is, of course, 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
7:27 on your Tuesday morning. In a small way, we're trying to make all of those England fans that left the game early and missed both Jude Bellingham and Harry Kane's goals feel a little better about themselves by asking you to share the times you left something early. And because you did, what did you miss? Morning, Dave. Morning, team. Myself, my dad and my brother spent 4 days in Copenhagen. Copenhagen. Then hopped over to Malmo. Malmo. To see the Chelsea game. My old man missed the only goal of the game because he went for a wee-wee.
Oh, no.
And that's from Ollie in Bognor Regis. Morning, Dave. Morning, team. I missed my idol, Dave Grohl, at Glastonbury when he played alongside Sir Paul McCartney. The reason, a stall holder told me that Paul McCartney was, in fact, bringing out Sir Elton John, who I think is well overrated. So instead of seeing Dave Grohl and one of the Beatles, I stayed in that muddy field chatting to the stall holder instead.
Oh. No, no, he's brought it on himself. Elton John's a legend.
Well, I agree with you, but, you know, this person, their opinion is different to ours. But, I mean, Dave Grohl and Paul McCartney, that's one of the few things in this world that will give me FOMO. I wish I had seen... Yeah. I want to see that, you know what I mean?
I think Anna's right, though. Even if you don't like the person, you still go, I want to have seen them, though. Like, if someone was like, in this stadium, Hannibal Lecter's over there, I've got to see Hannibal Lecter.
What a strange person to choose.
You can say, I saw Hannibal Lecter.
For all those psychotherapists listening right now,
one of those.
And finally, from Dash, Dave, I miss Charles and Diana travelling past my school on their way to officially open a new factory because I nipped into the shop opposite to buy a quarter of cola cubes.
Oh.
So there we go. Charles and Diana, Dave Grohl, Paul McCartney, Elton John, and a goal for Chelsea at Malmo. It's got it all so far. Come and join in. What did you miss because you left early? 8-12-15.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks.
Yes, let's play Don't Stop, shall we? The question is, can you speak for 60 seconds on a given topic without repeating yourself, hesitating, or going too far off said topic? If you can, well, you'll win your way in to see Stevie Nicks in Hyde Park. And playing this morning on line one, a fan of the main station, it is Neil. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show. Online too, a fan of classic rock. It's Steve. Hello, Steve.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello there, Steve. Neil, this is Steve. Steve, this is Neil.
Hi, Steve. Morning,
Neil. Okay, so Steve, wait right there. Neil, you are going first. You have 60 seconds to talk about music festivals. Your time starts now.
There are many music festivals. For instance, there's Reading Festival and Leeds Festival. I believe they're held on the same weekend. There's also a smaller festival in Coventry called Godiva Festival. That's on this weekend, and we're hoping to go to that. There's also, last weekend has been Glastonbury Festival, probably one of the largest festivals ever. I'm struggling now.
Okay, that's it. Time's up. You did well.
Yeah.
We are going to note in your time, which was a very respectable 27 seconds. Stay right there. Steve, it's music festivals. Your time starts now.
Well, the up and down the country, you've been covering the Isle of Wight Festival. Last week was Glastonbury Festival. There's one coming up in Sunderland called Cubics, which tends to be a lot of 80s music, which I've been to a couple of times. I've been to the big day out in Australia at Adelaide. That was a great one. That was nice and hot. Not like the weather over here. And the fans are like Rocky at Reading and Leeds. They are sort of more, I would say, indie down at the...
You've done it in 30 seconds, wow. Steve. Well done. I thought you were deviating into talking about the weather there, young man, but I'll let you off.
I was starting to panic.
Yeah, you were starting to panic, but you did it. Neil, a pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for tuning to the main station. But Steve, you are our victor, and therefore you have got yourself a pair of tickets to see Stevie Nicks in Hyde Park. Well done, man.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Nicely done. Thanks for tuning in on Classic Rock. There'll be another chance for you to play Don't Stop tomorrow morning at this time here on The Breakfast Show. As for Home Time with Bush and Richie from 4pm, your chance to see Blossoms live in Manchester.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where we're spending a portion of the day discussing what did you miss because you left early. And sharing their tale of woe with us right now on line one is Lindsay. Good morning, Lindsay.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Lindsay, welcome along to the show. So before we get into your leaving early stuff, it says here that you're from Wimbledon, so it's particularly busy in your neck of the woods right now.
Too many people on my roads.
Yeah, OK. So you're not a fan of the tennis then, I take it, Lindsay?
I love it. I do love it, but I like to park my car too.
Yeah, you do. Well, that was my next question. Are you one of those people who couldn't rent out some kind of parking area near your house?
I should have done that. I should have thought a bit further.
It's crazy that people... Isn't it amazing, you know, how much money you can get for your parking spot in Wimbledon at this time of year, right? Wow.
You might have seen me and Glenn there yesterday.
Were you at Wimbledon yesterday?
We were both at Wimbledon, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that you two had hooked up. That's so strange. there's so many people I need to tell before I tell the nation.
Yeah, tell my wife.
Yeah, no, of course not. I love Katie, so I don't want to be the one to break the news to her. Did you go together?
No. And I went with her dad, I went with my friend Andy.
Right, okay, yeah. I presume that's what had happened. Was it fun?
It was great. It was excellent. It was excellent. Although I do have something that's slightly relevant to our feature of what did you miss when you left early.
We'll
move on to that later.
Okay, we're going to move on to that later. But now, Lindsay in Wimbledon, the floor is yours. What did you miss because you left early?
Well, about 5 years ago, I went to a Keith Urban gig at the O2. I was 8 months pregnant at the time, so I really wanted to get out before the crowds got started leaving. So I did. And just as I was walked out the O2, Brad Paisley appeared on stage.
Oh, okay, yeah, that hurts. How long ago was that now?
About 5 years ago. My daughter's four and a half now, so about five years ago.
What's your daughter's name?
Yeah, Zara.
Okay, have you ever forgiven her for this, or...?
Yeah, oh, I can go some morning.
I thought you may have called her Brad. Have you seen Brad since?
I haven't. No, I haven't been able to go to gig since. But when he's around again, I will be there.
You've got to tick it off. You had very valid reasons for leaving early. You really did.
Yeah.
We're going to find out Glenn's reasons for leaving early at Wimbledon, and also we're going to find out why Anna's dad thought he could park in your front drive. We're going to find out both of those things next. Lindsay, nice speaking with you. Take care.
Thanks. Have a good day, team. Bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So go on then, Glenn. What did you miss? Why did you leave early?
So I left early because it was just a foregone conclusion. I was watching Yannick Sinner, who was the number one men's seed, and he was playing against Yannick Hanfman, and he was two sets up, and he'd already started the third set well, and I was like, I think it's probably best to sort of beat the footfall, because it's such a... You feel like you're walking back from a Saturday night bonfire display. It's just with thousands of people trying to make my way back into the train station. And as soon as I left, I heard this huge, like, oh, I'm in, like, big cheers and stuff, and I thought, I'm sure it's... He's probably just won. And then my friend was like, you were really going to regret leaving. Then two friends of mine text me and were like, I am so jealous right now.
Oh, no.
And I didn't have the guts to say what happened. So with one of them, I lied and I went, yeah, crazy, man, really. Still with no idea. I couldn't get any Wi-Fi.
I don't think anyone's ever described tennis as that. Yeah.
And then my friend Alex was messaging me about it because she was really envious that I was going. And I said, I'm going to admit I left. and she sent me the following messages. You idiot. You stupid, brackets redacted idiot. Have you ever seen redacted tennis before? I'd have killed for those tickets. The underdog had basically almost sort of pulled it level. He did go on to lose, but it was like, it was this huge moment. Everyone was going crazy. To be honest, part of the reason I left was because I wanted to get home early. The second reason I left is because I was getting infuriated because it was Yannick Sinner versus Yannick Hanfman, and people around me kept going, come on, Yannick. And it was like, which one?
Who are you supporting? Anna, how was your Wimbledon experience?
Well, I really liked it too, but you're right with the sets because it goes on a long time, tennis.
Oh, you two are doing terrible things for the sport of tennis right now.
I had a great time for the time I was there.
You're leaving early and you're saying it goes on too long.
I did enjoy it too. Unfortunately, I saw not so good from Heather Watson, but it was cool to be there.
Was Yannick there? This Yannick guy's getting around a lot.
I was on court 18 at that point, but it was brilliant. I mean, it's such an experience having the strawberries as well and the Pims and everything else.
Yeah, the full experience. So you stayed for the whole thing?
I did, I stayed.
But you stayed for the alcoholic beverages, not for the tennis. Is that what we're getting at?
Strawberries,
yeah. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where we've dedicated some of today's live broadcast to making all of those England fans who left the game early feel a little bit better about themselves by asking you to tell tale of the things you missed because you left early. And joining us right now on line one, a true tale of woe from Kurt. Hello, Kurt.
Hello, Dave. Hello, team.
Hello. Hi, Kurt. Welcome to... So this wasn't even your fault. You didn't leave early.
No.
You didn't want to leave early, did you, Kurt? Because you were just 10 years old when this happened to you.
Yeah. So I was 10 years old, prime WWF fan. My dad got me tickets to see SummerSlam 92, one of the first times the WWF had come to England.
Yeah.
At Wembley Stadium. Oh. So massive event. The main event was British Bulldog on his home turf versus his brother-in-law, I think, Bret the Hart. We saw the ring entrance, we saw everything, and halfway through, my dad decided that he wanted to get the earlier train, beat the queues, and go home.
I mean, that is just cruel, isn't it? I mean, to watch them enter the ring to psych each other out, and then they're just about to start grappling. And I've had to Google image SummerSlam 92 at Wembley and Google image the British Bulldog versus Bret the Hitman Hart, and it looks like quite the epic, formerly known as WWF battle. And your dad let your 10-year-old eyes witness all of that before whisking you out the back door and up Wembley Way.
Yeah, I had my SummerSlam 92 foam finger, my Bret Hart wraparound glasses, my WWF belt, and we had to go.
I'm sorry.
And leave.
What, did you catch the results on teletext afterwards?
I think it was something like that.
Oh, is there any sadder imagery than a child being led away from Wembley Stadium with one giant foam finger on? I mean, seriously. So, I mean, can you ever forgive your father for this?
No. There's no going back.
But I imagine, you know, he wanted to beat the queues. You got to get on the train. We know how busy it can be. Anyone who's been to a music event or a sporting event at Wembley will know that. So you guys had to what, travel far? Was it up to Scotland or Newcastle? Were you far from Wembley?
Pretty much round trips just back to Wimbledon.
Just round the corner. Listen, Kurt, thanks for dredging up all of those torrid childhood memories of SummerSlam 92. It's been lovely having you on the show.
Thank you. I actually got a tear in my eye again.
Yeah, sorry, man. I can tell. There's going to be no upbeat ending to this phone call. All my years of broadcasting experience can't even give you a happy ending to this phone call. Kurt, I'm just going to play some sad music and just leave you on the line for a little bit and then play a song. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you. I'm just sat in a lay-by, so it's all very
perfect.
So,
Kurt's in a lay-by. He's still got the foam finger on all these years later. Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kurt. Thank you.
Goodbye, team.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Kurt.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning and they keep on coming. Tales of the things you missed out on because you left early. And this has come in from Katie in Nottingham, who says, good morning, Dave and the team. At V-Fest 2009, my mate fell out with her boyfriend on the Saturday night and stormed off in a rage to her tent where she stayed. This resulted in her missing what would end up being the last ever gig by Oasis.
Oh my God.
Devastating.
Oh, no. Okay, David in Cornwall, thanks for getting in touch with this. He says, Dave, flew to New York for my wife's 40th birthday to watch Steely Dan. Now, I'd emailed them requesting a birthday message for my wife during the performance, which is just a lovely thing to do. However, they were so bad, my wife wanted to leave at the interval, and so we did. Oh. A few days later, I got a response to my email saying that they hoped we enjoyed the birthday message at the start of the second half. Missing a shout out from Steely Dan. Oh. Unbelievable. Keep them coming. There's so many of these. We're going to do some more in about 10 minutes' time. The number is 8-12-15. Come join in.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where we've spent a large portion of today making those poor England fans who left the game early through sheer boredom feel a bit better about themselves or missing out on Jude Bellingham and Harry Kane's goals by asking you, what did you miss because you left early? Matt from Tropical Preston, his words not mine, says, Dave, last year I handed my notice in only to find out 2 days later that we were getting an early maximum bonus, whatever that is. But because I was leaving, I wasn't eligible and I missed out on £6,000. Still stings, says Matt in Tropical Preston. My friend Claire took me to see Pink, and at the end, she gets up to say goodbye and leave. And I say, why are you leaving now, Claire? Why don't we wait for the encore? And she replied, what's an encore? She didn't know, and she has left every gig in her life when the artist has said, goodbye, thanks for coming.
What?
Good night.
How can you not know what that is?
That's from Anna. She didn't know. She was like, what's an encore? And she explained, well, they often leave them for a couple of minutes, then come back on and do, like, one of the big favourites, or they're joined by a special guest. And apparently, Anna blew Claire's mind with this piece of information.
I mean, encores are really stupid. It's a stupid game we play with the performer. Of, like, have they gone, but they haven't gone. They're going to come back.
Come on, Claire, encore, you know the score. And we finish with this from Tess, and it kind of brings us full circle, because she says, good morning, Dave, good morning, team. On July 30th, 1966, I bet you guess where this is going, my dad missed the end of the World Cup final because I was born during the match. England have never won since. I believe this is my fault, says Tess.
Thanks, Tess, on behalf of all of us.
Yeah, let's start blaming Tess now. Thank you, everybody. It was really good of you to tell us about those things you've missed because you left early. Thank you ever so much for all of your messages, as always. If you've got one and you feel like you've missed a curve, or you haven't, you can get in touch anytime you like. It is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is Tuesday morning, and it is time once again for a little game of this.
Five players, £5,000 with Wix.
Yes, five players, £5,000 with Wix. Get your garden ready for summer with Wix. You can find everything you need to get your next garden project underway, and that includes decking and sleepers and trellis panels. The full works at wix.co.uk. Now, five players, £5,000 is all about somebody out there giving me the name of five professional football players from any league or tournament in the world, from any period in history. And if they say the same names as a member of the team, well, they are going to win themselves £5,000 to spend in Wix. And hoping to do just that is Liam. Good morning, Liam.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. How are you?
Very good. Hello. Thanks for asking. Welcome along to the show. Are you supporting England or another team during the Euros, Liam?
Unfortunately, England.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find some Spain on bloodline, but...
I did that before it all kicked off. I did exactly the same thing. Liam, we're going to spin the random player generator, see who you're playing with this morning. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
It is Glenn Moore.
Right, good luck.
Okay, Peter, you grab Glenn, take him out. There he goes. So, Liam, I'm going to give you five first names. You give me the surname that you hope makes up a football player that Glenn Moore is also going to say. Because if he says the same as you, well, you can have that £5,000 to spend in Wickes. So here we go. Your first name is Peter.
Schmeichel.
Peter Schmeichel. Mary.
Smith.
Mary Smith. Okay. Next up, Micah.
Richard.
I think that's probably going to be the one.
With his lovely laugh. He's got a nice laugh.
I'm just not saying anything because I want it to sound super creepy. Just silence either side. Normally I would have laughed, but I was desperately trying to hold it in. I don't know how much silence I managed to achieve at the end, but I can't wait to add it to the Anagiri soundboard! Yes, he has got a very infectious laugh, that is true. Do you know Micah Richards?
No, I don't.
No, okay. Okay, Liam, meanwhile, back at the quiz. The name is Bobby.
Bobby Firmino.
Oh, okay. Very nice. I'd see what, as I get given the names throughout this, producer Old Swiss is forced to write it on a grid, so I've got it as a visual reference. And some of the spellings here, I mean, look at Schmeichel, my goodness. Firmino, not bad. And finally, Matt.
Matt Dawson.
Okay, all of those are now logged in. They are not going to move, and I suggest you don't move either, Liam, because I'm going to play one song and then Glenn Moore is back in play.
Five players, £5,000 with Wickes.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. Five players, £5,000 with Wickes.
Yes, it is £5 players, £5,000 with Wickes. Liam has been waiting on the line during that last song there, and Glenn Moore is now in play. Mm-hmm. Glenn, your first player's name is Peter.
Schmeichel.
Correct. Thought we might have had Shilton. Thought we might have had a Shilts in there. Mary.
Herbs.
Yeah, I think probably Mary Herbs is where we were going. We had a Mary Smith.
Okay.
We had a little bit of a moment from Liam there, but Mary Earps means you've not won the money to spend in Wickes, unfortunately, Liam. But let's do the remaining names, shall we?
Yeah.
Micah.
Richards.
Yeah.
What? Oh, while you were out of the room, things got so weird.
Do
you know him, are you mates?
No, I'm not mates. I really love his laugh. Yeah. Hasn't he got
a
he's nice
brilliant.
Laugh?
He's changed the world of football punditry.
Such a gorgeous laugh.
Okay, you've got to stop. Bobby.
Ah, all right. Man, which one?
Yeah, I know what you're thinking of the two.
Yeah.
But it's not either of those.
Oh, what? Zamora?
Firmino.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. not Charlton or Moore.
No.
Yeah. And finally, Matt.
Oh, Letizia.
We have Matt Dawson, who, of course, is a player, but unfortunately within the game of rugby, I believe, not in
that's
football.
Fair. I just love my conspiracy theorists, so that's why.
Liam, lovely having you on the show, man. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself by now. This, of course, means we will be playing again tomorrow. If you'd like to have a go at £5 players, £5,000, call us right now on 0330 123 1250.
£5 players, £5,000 with Wickes.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Time to bid you farewell from the Tuesday morning edition of The Breakfast Show. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. It really was very brave of you to share the tales of what you missed because you left early. But I'm sure you've made a whole pile of England football fans feel a bit better about themselves. You can relive all of those stories in the Rayo app. You can listen back to the show there. Or, of course, the brand new edition of the podcast is about to become available. And its name, well, some good ones today. I liked Corncob Guy versus Shark Suit Guy. I liked Anna's Dad Wants Your Parking Space. I enjoyed They're Both Called Yannick, but I'm going to settle on the SummerSlam 97 Foam Finger. That's the name of the brand new daily podcast. Get that wherever you get your pods. Right, Leona Graham's going to be here next. She'll have the tea break trivia and she'll remind you of the details you need to enter the competition that could see you win £275,000 this coming Friday. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.